The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, my fellow realtor, husband, pal. How are you?
Very good, Jackie. How are you?
Magnificent today.
Magnificent.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes. For the third week in a row, we have Bob Mendola from Mendola & Associates Professional Surveyors. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
Thanks for spending all this time with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
We are enjoying our time with you. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we discuss everything real estate. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years. We have a full-time office with many experienced realtors.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. When you're at jruddy.com, check out the Dunmore Corners live webcam and see what's going on in the neighborhood.
Also on jruddy.com are all our archive radio shows. Not all.
No, not most, all. Some of them didn't make the cut. Some of them are on the cutting room floor. Most of them are there.
3.5 years. Yes. So there's quite a bit there. And view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com. Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Bob Mendola, Mendola & Associates Professional Surveyors. You've been surveying property for about 40 years?
About that. That's about right.
Okay. And you have your sons involved in the business?
I do.
Okay. And you serve three states, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York.
That is correct.
Okay. Last 2 weeks, the first week we talked about boundary surveys, that you were here the first week, and then the second week we talked about subdivisions and lot combinations. This week I want to talk about flood elevation certificates. We have a lot of flood zones in our area, and as a realtor we come across people that are in a flood zone, and so these flood elevation certificates are now required. And how do you fulfill the needs of somebody that needs a flood elevation certificate?
Okay. From the surveying aspect, of course, people do call, and as part of their the transaction and going through the particular lending institution that they're dealing with, they have to look, you know, to protect themselves as the bank or mortgage company, whatever. And of course, the people that are going to get involved in a 30, 40-year mortgage. Now, they have things to contend with costs. And one of the areas that's coming up rather
frequently
as before is your floodplain, certificates that you have to obtain. Now, usually...
What is the certificate exactly?
Okay, the certificate is that document that has to be filled out by the surveyor and or engineer with all of the data that displays and shows whether you're in a floodplain. Pure and simple. And what you have to do with that is when you fill out the certificate for your client, you have to go out and you have to do particular things technically to get the data to fill in that certificate. And that tells you whether you're in or out of a floodplain. Now, of course, people that come to you, they're praying that the data you get and you work with and obtain for that particular area, that they're going to be out of the floodplain, but that doesn't always have, and that's not always the case.
They want to be out of the, you said out of the floodplain.
Right, of course. Out of it, yep.
Because flood insurance... If you're in a floodplain, you have to carry flood insurance.
Absolutely.
If you're going to get a mortgage, and so therefore that's a little bit more costly during the course of a year, an annual expense added on to everything
else.
It
could be a lot more costly.
Right, a lot more costly.
That's correct.
And that's above and beyond your homeowner's insurance.
Correct. Yes. Okay. Years ago, we had flood maps. We still have them. They're from the 1970s and in our office, and we often worked off those flood maps. You can go on to FEMA, and you can put type in an address to see if you're in a flood zone. Why is that not good enough?
Well, you have to realize one thing, that the support given by the government, by the federal government, to come up with all these values, all these maps, all these profiles for the particular bodies of water that you're near. It could be the Lackawanna River, Susquehanna River. It could be a smaller stream or creek or a tributary. All of these play a role into letting you know if you're going to be flooded or not, depending on your proximity to the area of the body of water.
The source of water, right?
And how that body of water changes with your 100 year storms that we talk about when you're doing your 100 year floodplain. That's where that came from. It's the worst storm that you get in 100 years, or the greatest storm that you get for water that you have to deal with. Now, part of our discipline and requirement to do the floodplain survey is we have to take the FEMA data. And of course, FEMA stands for Federal Emergency Management Agency, federal government, which gives you this data to deal with to help these customers either to see if they're going to owe money for flood insurance or not. And that's critical in this day and age with all the costs that we deal with. Now, when we look at the floodplain area, we have datums that are established by the federal government. That is the datum that you're going to use to see what elevation is you're at that's going to be critical or not to be in or out of the floodplain. Now, we have we're blessed in this scientific age now that we have GPS satellites, which we do have at Mindol and Associates. This is global positioning system instrumentation that uses your satellites to obtain all the data that we use with the federal government. So now we have a lot easier means of going out and getting these elevations measured and then compare those values to the datum that the government says is the floodplain area. Now, if you're above that flood elevation, or that elevation rather, then you're going to be out of floodplain. Of course, if you're below it, you're in the floodplain. Now, here's a critical aspect when we determine this for people that look for this information to see if they're going to pay more money or not. And that is, we have to show all aspects of the building in this area. Now, this is kind of deceiving. You can tell a customer that their first floor of their house is out of the floodplain. But if you go look in the basement, of course that's lower than the first floor, and that might take you below the flood elevation. Guess what?
You're in a floodplain.
You're in a floodplain. Absolutely. People do not want to hear that. They just don't want to accept
well,
that.
Well, a lot of major, it has to be. You have to count the basement, all your major systems, your right. Electrical, your furnace, boiler, whatever, is all down in the basement.
Absolutely,
Whether
Jackie.
You put stuff down there or not, that doesn't matter. That's right. You have to consider that. If it's unfinished, I'm sure it's unfinished. There's only stone wall and a concrete floor, a dirt floor. How could you count it? That's probably what they're thinking, but you have to.
That's right.
Part of the structure.
Absolutely correct. And now, here's another factor in doing floodplain certificates for people. Sometimes the data that's supplied by the government, they can't get every single area in a county or a city that they can depict or measure every single flow of water or characteristics of flooding that might prevail. So when you look at the floodplain maps, as you mentioned earlier, they're called FIRM maps, F-I-R-M, which stands for Flood Insurance Rate Maps. these are the things we use as surveyors to measure this data and to see where you lay within the floodplain. Now, in the smaller areas of bodies of water, not like the Lackawanna River or Susquehanna, you take smaller streams or tributaries. There are not studies done for every single tributary. You couldn't do that. It would be too costly. They do the larger lakes and rivers. When you're in these areas, what the surveyor like myself would do is we would take our measurements as you would do any floodplain, and you would take the data and supply it to FEMA. They would take every case on its own circumstance or its own circumstances to evaluate that floodplain for that area. But it takes time. So if a person calls me, and we always look about getting things done quickly, and we want to have an answer.
Instantly.
Wait. Yes, of course.
This afternoon,
yeah.
By 1:30.
Exactly. But sometimes we have to deal with the federal agency to have them do this study in that particular locale, and then tell the surveyor, hey, the elevation you're at is below or above the floodplain, the 100-year storm. So these are things that people, you want to say understand, but it's hard to, because you want to get your answers as quickly as possible to see how much money you're going to spend.
Absolutely. Yeah, you need to know.
I've had people who wouldn't look at homes in the floodplain because it adds $1,200 a year in flood insurance. And they don't want any part of it.
Absolutely.
Well, what I'd like to ask you about then is, what about all these flood projects that took place in the recent past in Lackawanna County? You know, in various portions of the city of Scranton, Peckville, so on and so forth. I mean, millions and millions of dollars were spent so that people wouldn't be flooded or wouldn't have to worry about flood insurance. Well, what about that?
Now they flood in different places. They don't flood in the old places.
That's true, because displacement of water, if you block it somewhere,
it's got to go somewhere.
It goes somewhere else, but that's a good point. But Jackie, what you're asking is so, so fundamental, but so important in this respect. All of the money spent by the government to date, but all these flood projects, and they did their best, they did their due diligence by their studies, by the frequency of storms in the last 10, 15 years, and that gave them design standards to use to build these projects. Now, sad to say, there's been frequencies of storms that are much greater in the last 4 or 5 years than there was in the previous 15 or 20 years. What does that mean? Well, it means this. All due respect to what they did to do it rightly and do it as properly and correctly, they have greater storms now with higher levels of rainfall than they designed for in the last 10, 15 years. So, sad to say, when people see a flood project or an improvement area, a flood protection area, you're not getting fully protected. You may still be in the floodplain with those things that are built. And it's hard to tell a client when they say, oh, look, I know we're out of the floodplain because we're near one of these embankments or walls or structures that they built, and they're not totally protected. They still will have to do flood insurance.
And they still don't meet the elevation requirements.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, it is, because so many people were counting on that, making a difference in their day-to-day lives, peace of mind, resale value. You know, those are all things that, of course, are affected by all of this. And so you're saying it didn't exactly work out the way it was supposed to.
Absolutely not.
How would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home located on East Mountain at 11 Linwood Drive, Scranton, for $105,000. This home is larger than it looks, with over 1,700 square feet of living space. It has hardwood floors, a fireplace, a 1-car garage, and economical gas heat. If you're looking in the East Mountain section of Scranton for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, give us a call about 11 Linwood Drive for $105,000, and that's listed by Jason. Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Before we go to break, Bob Mendola, Mendola & Associates Professional Surveyors, is with us today. His contact information is 570-346-8249 or his cell 570-840-4883. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thanks for tuning in. We have returned. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good.
We have Bob Mendola from Mendola & Associates Professional Surveyors here for the third week in a row. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
We have been talking about flood elevation certificates today. And, you know, you are part of this process now when somebody requires a flood elevation certificate for their mortgage or if they're refinancing or buying a house, and you can do the paperwork. You're qualified to submit that paperwork.
That's correct.
In this type of work, in this line of work, whether somebody's in a floodplain or not in a floodplain, exactly what is it that's entailed? What do you find during this process, please?
Okay, over the several years of doing this kind of work that's come up for us, obviously, in most of your areas of the larger, like the Susquehanna River, Lackawanna River, bodies of water of that nature, if you know, you're usually in a floodplain, and there's numbers speak for themselves, and that's it. I mean, the people have to pay flood insurance. However, not a lot of times, but sometimes people will be happy for me to say that the information I got from my GPS satellite, comparing it to the value of the FEMA mapping that determines whether you're in or out of a floodplain. In some instances, they are very fortunate that they're not, based on the numbers of the elevations we measure. When we do see this, we have to take other paperwork, and we have to deal with FEMA beyond the just the regular process of the floodplain certificate in itself for most jobs, where in this case, we do a letter of map amendment. They call it a LOMA. And what we do there is we take this data and supply all the information to FEMA, and then they have to do their own work to amend their mapping, amend their areas of numbers that they have for floodplains, and they turn around and they will send us data back, email us, and state that that particular area for the work you've done the work in is out of the floodplain. And then, boy, you go back to your customer and tell them they're not in the floodplain. You hear a lot of laughter, a lot of joy.
You just saved them thousands of dollars, thousands and thousands of dollars.
Sometimes tens of thousands of dollars, but that's a nice thing to hear.
So if someone, what I'm hearing is then, if someone is located maybe a little bit, a distance away from a larger body, a river or a stream or something like that, but they're considered in a flood zone, they should actually, whether they're going for refinancing or selling or buying, they should maybe look into getting a flood elevation certificate because maybe they're not.
That's a good point. But again, Jackie, in the total process of expenses and mortgages and properties and all this, people don't have a tendency to want to spend money. But you're right.
But the money they're spending on the flood insurance.
But that's a good point. The only drawback to that is, though, is if they did do it and they spent the extra money and they are not out of the floodplain,
right,
then they feel like they've wasted money.
Yeah.
But you don't know that till it happens.
You go through it, right.
So human nature, that's kind of hard to deal with.
How about people that live in areas, and, you know, there's our area has one, an underground stream. There's streams that run through, I mean, in cities and areas and towns that nobody knows that exist, except for the people that live over it.
We know.
And is they considered it a flood zone?
Well, you know what? That's a very good point, a very interesting question. And the best way I can answer it is to tell you that we cannot, as technicians, as surveyors, engineers, because it's underground, we can't make measurements. We can't do the, you know, the GPS satellite or leveling with our instrumentation to see where that level is to a given datum, because it's underground. You can't get to it. The factor that applies to people that are in these areas is that when you get a strong storm and your water table rises because of that underground stream, it comes into your basement from underground. That's the sad part of it, and very hard to deal with.
So then there's no set way of dealing with that other than the fact that, you know, well, you find out the hard way, right?
That's right.
Well, that's all you can, you know, over history, you know, a certain area that we live in, people just get used to the fact that it exists, and they just do the best they can to, you know, to eliminate it, not eliminate it, but maybe deal with it. Don't put a lot of money into a basement if you're flooded every couple of years. Do things that can be replaced easier, less expensively, but you can't finish your basement. But these are things you have to live with.
Yeah, but you see people try and try all the time. They want to fight nature. You can't do it.
Mother Nature could be tough.
Okay, so in the first half of the show, we did talk about how the storms are more power. They seem to be more powerful. They are more powerful, and these professionals in the government, these engineers and these planners, and when we did these flood projects in the region, the storms at that time were different than they are today. And it's a sad case because what we thought was going to be such a great project and was going to transform many lives has not. And so, you know, what's to say that 10 years from now, the storms aren't going to be different there. So, you know, it's like you said, Mother Nature, it's unpredictable.
Well, exactly right, Jackie. And let me add to that point of view that when the government has done something to give a little relief to some of the people that were in a floodplain, that had a floodplain levee or a flood improvement project be built, and that they're still in the floodplain because of the situation. The government has certain areas they call an A zone, an A rating, that people next to these levees, next to these flood projects, they do get a lesser rate of the, not as expensive rate of insurance for flood protection as they did in the past, because they did improve the area somewhat anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing about that is this, when people hear, oh gosh, I thought I was out of the floodplain now because of that. Here's a factor you have to listen and deal with. When water comes over, if it did come over that levee or over that flood project, and it did come over the bank during a great frequency of storm, well, the water that comes over, in the old days when that levee wasn't there, the water went back in the river. Now it's called residual flooding, and you can't get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you got to have flood insurance sometimes. I mean, my parents live on the ocean, and Hurricane Sandy, wow, what damage it did to the house.
Sure.
And their regular insurance paid them nothing. Wow. Zero. And he didn't have to carry flood insurance because the house was paid for, but thank God he did.
So, Bab, I want you to predict the future.
Okay. Give me some lottery numbers.
Right? There's a lot of people out there that were unable to predict the future when they built these levees and these flood projects, and millions of taxpayer dollars were spent. And so they didn't do what they thought they were supposed to do, so on and so forth. So where do you see all of this going?
The best guess, it's a guess, maybe I want to say it that way, mm-hmm. is that the all these studies that are still ongoing, your Army Corps of Engineers, the technical part of the government that helped design all these levees and these different flood projects, they work hand in hand with FEMA, of course, and FEMA has to take this future data, and they got to update their firm maps. And of course, a lot of your maps to date are probably from the 70s and
80s. Exactly, yes.
And they're being updated, but they're not totally done with all their studies. And I don't think they want to design something that's not going to hold for the future, I'm sure. Not that that's something they try to do in the first time. But I think all these, there's going to be new mapping coming out for the firm maps. Now, it's anybody's guess. It was supposedly have happened about a year or two ago. But this is still ongoing because there's so much.
I've been hearing this for 20 years.
Well, that's...
And the train is coming to Scranton, too. So just don't hold your breath on that one.
The train that's going to Hoboken?
I've been waiting for that for 30 years.
But also, you know, looking at all the data that's here at now that we can go online with or make phone calls, have mm-hmm. things mailed to us, there's a lot of things online now that people have access to for the government studies and the firm maps and things of that nature. But another point I wanted to make here is that even for the old firm maps and the data that has been supplied to date that we use as our datum, as our baseline to work from, even with the older maps, Jackie, there are areas that even in a floodplain, because of topography, FEMA and their firm maps can't pick up that much detail for wide areas that they study and they show on their mapping. There are cases where even with the old FEMA maps, the firm maps, I should say, you could do a floodplain survey in floodplain areas with these older maps. And if you're in an area that's above the 100-year floodplain, we call it the BFE, base flood elevation. If you could show FEMA that you're surveying and the observations, the measurements you made are out of that 100-year floodplain level, you can still be taken out of the floodplain. They will give you a letter of map amendment. And in very rare cases, in some cases, they have a LOMR, which is letter of map revision. They'll revise these maps to take you out of the floodplain if that's where the readings take you.
And I know it's happened because you've told us some stories on break, and that's excellent news. So thank you, Bob. 3 weeks in a row, we had a great discussion regarding flood elevation certificates today. Bob Mendola, Mendola & Associates Professional Surveyors, and you can be reached at 570-346-8249 or 570-840-4883. Pat?
Yes, we have a beautiful log home located at 2388 State Route 29 in Tunkhannock for $182,000. This three-bedroom, two-bath home is on 1.3 acres of land. This home has lots of updates. It has new flooring, granite kitchen countertops, stainless steel appliances, a gas fireplace, hardwood floors, and fantastic views. It also has a coal stove in the family room to cut down on heating costs. So if you're looking for a log home in Tunkhannock, give us a call about 2388 State Route 29, a three-bedroom, two-bath home for $182,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office. And I also have, we have another three-bedroom, two-bath ranch located at 4627 Hamlin Highway in Jefferson Township for $185,000. This ranch has it all, a great layout, granite kitchen countertops and backsplashes. It has hardwood floors, a fireplace, stainless steel appliances, and two beautifully remodeled tiled bathrooms. It has two huge decks, one off the back of the house and the other is off the pool. It has a great family room with a new pellet stove and great views with plenty of privacy. That's a three-bedroom, two-bath home located at 4627 Hamlin Highway in Jefferson Township for $185,000. And that's listed by Dan Taylor of our office.
Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.